This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
This is Nick again here from Arizona. I'm listening to this this episode of the podcast, Don't Breathe. It was aired on March 21st, and I heard Pokemon Go, and I had to hop on here. Now, a caller called about the Pokemon Go story, and she was saying that she was at a cemetery and taking a gym, which is just a place where you can put your Pokemon there and have these little fights. So say if one person, you know, goes up to a gym, which, like I said, it's this little place. If they go up to a gym, they can battle someone else's little monster that's already there and then take it for themselves. And then it gives them, like, extra points or whatever. So there are programs out there. I don't mean to be like a Debbie Downer on the story or whatnot, but there are programs out there where you can actually move your little character in the game around the map without actually having to walk. I've used one personally, and it was I was here in Arizona, and I had my little character over there in New York where, like, some of the better Pokemon are. So that is a thing. I don't know if that actually happened in this story, but it's a possibility, so I just kind of want to put that out there. So now that that's out of the way, you guys are talking about augmented reality. Had to get on that one too. For Tony, there are this device, kind of like the Google Glasses, but way more expensive. It's around like $600. It's called the Oculus Rift, and then there's another one called like the HTC Vive or whatever. Those are pretty much just virtual reality headsets with better games, I guess, with better programs on them. I'm pretty sure there is like a Walking Dead esque or something. There's definitely zombie programs on there, but you could definitely have your fun with those if you want to look into them. I don't know, probably not. I don't know. Possibility. You can have your zombies. I'd look into those. Those are really cool, but like I said, they're expensive, so if you don't plan on playing with it, it's probably not worth it. Okay, so those are out of the way. I kind of had to do that. Whew, feel better. Now, I recounted last time I called, that I was talking to my friend who was Wiccan. I'm still not sure if I'm saying it right. Haven't heard anyone correct yet. So, meh. So he was telling me the different, like, aspects of, like, shadow people and astral projections and whatnot. And it was so crazy, because the things that he was telling me were things that happened in my childhood. I called before, but I don't know if they, like, ended up on the EPP episodes or if they ended up on the regular episodes. I've only heard one of my calls. But he was telling me that there are entities. There are, like, three levels, as I was saying last time. There's, like, three levels of entities, of shadow persons or demons or whatever you want to label them as. And there was one that kind of, like, sets you in this dark room and leeches off of your energy, and you're, like, supposed to not move, and you're not supposed to do anything. Well, as a child, I always had this reoccurring dream. Now, I don't know if this is paranormal or if this is just whatever, but before I could lose what dreams I'm going to have, but, sorry, when I am having my dreams, I'm aware that they are dreams, and I can do pretty much what I want. So, as a kid, I always had this dream where I was in this just black void, nothing, emptiness all around me, and I couldn't scream, I couldn't run. If I did run, it was like a slow, whole slow motion walk, like Matrix style, just slow motion. I couldn't do anything, and that was it, and that would terrify me. And then just at one point, I got tired of, just like with all my nightmares that I had as a kid, at a certain point, I just stopped having the dream. I'm sorry. So I stopped having the dream, but it was weird, because the last time I would have each of my nightmares, it would be, I don't know, like, I was overcoming the fear. Like, in that dream, for instance, of the voice, I was standing there the last time I had the dream. I was sitting there, and I was terrified. I just had enough, and it was just kind of like I screamed. I was like, enough. And then the whole, like, darkness shattered around me, and that was it. That was the last time I ever had the dream. And it was crazy. Like, he was telling me the split image sleep paralysis that I had, where I was laying on my couch, and in one field of view off of my left side, could see my living room perfectly, and then the right side of view, so my right eye, could see, like, something different. It was like an orange version of my living room, but there was a white dog as well, to where on the left side, there was no white dog, which is normal. I didn't have a dog at the time. So he told me that was kind of like I was in between the planes, like, of reality and their reality, or what other reality there is. So, I mean, it was crazy, man. It was crazy how all that lined it up. That's the word. All that lined up. And it was cool. Like, it was so cool. So I'm gonna stop rambling. I could ramble forever about just, oh my gosh. So cool. But I hope you guys have a good one. Hope that cleared up the Pokemon thing, and maybe you can look into the Oculus Rift HTC 5. You can just type in virtual reality headsets. Cool stuff. They got some cool stuff on there. Anyway, hope you guys have a good one. See you guys next time.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.